Hey, everybody. It is the Elemental Podcast live on Thursday, November 16th, 2017. Prepare to get dry. T and P. A new listener, I'm assuming a new listener, asked me what I meant when I said T and P. And I had to tell them T and P is just an abbreviation for thoughts and prayers, because just saying thoughts and prayers is meaningless. So let's keep it even shorter by saying T and P. So that's what it is, T and P. And again, you know what? If you want to say thoughts and prayers to whatever, that's fine. But ultimately, it doesn't mean a whole lot when people put thoughts and prayers up on Facebook and whatever. It makes you feel better, I guess. It makes you feel like you're doing something, I guess. Ultimately, you're not doing anything. Just like if I were to write, go fuck yourself. I'm doing it for me. It's not helping anyone else at all. Like today, there was an article I found about Donald Trump lifting a ban on people being allowed to bring in elephant trophies into the country. He's lifting a ban on two African countries where elephants live freely. And apparently we can bring in heads or bodies or tusks or whatever. And I was like, fuck you, Trump. What's the point? There's about six elephants left in the wild. We don't need to fucking hunt them. We don't need to do it. We don't need to bring them in. Why bring it in? Why promote it? So a big F and a big U to Trump. And if you disagree with me on that, I got a big F and a big U for you too. T and P. T and P. I'm full of P and V today, which stands for piss and vinegars, not pussies and vaginas or penises and vaginas. P and V, piss and vinegar. Speaking of piss and vinegar, I mentioned to you guys on Monday that I got to MC a charity event for Crash's Landing, a charity that, it's a cat shelter, everybody. I'm a big cat lover, love it a lot, volunteered there for a long time, would like to get back there and volunteer if I can once I figure out what my life is going to be like. And it was a great thing. A lot of money was raised. They did silent auction on gift baskets, and it was great, right? It was great. I loved it. Talked about it on the Monday podcast. That day, on Monday, I get an email back from the woman who organized it going, yeah, it was a great event. We raised a lot of money. Thanks to everybody, this and that. But in the email, some bad news, everybody, bad news. And this bad news makes me hate people. It makes me go, why are people dicks? Why are people fucks? Why can't we just be civil? Why can't we just do what is supposed to be done correctly? Okay? Because apparently, some of these silent auctions, again, like I said, there was a whole lot of gift baskets. And there was one that I was bidding on specifically. It was a Star Wars gift basket. So, Charlie, if you're listening, I was trying to win a Star Wars gift basket. It had some awesome things, some hats and slippers, and I think there were some Lego, Star Wars Lego thing. You know, it was just a weird mixture of stuff, and it was cool, and I liked it. It got a little too pricey for my blood. I didn't win it, and I actually was bidding on it to jack up the price. I bid on, like, five things, and I'm, like, going, I'm just jacking up the price. That's what I do. I'm a guy who, like, I don't care if I lose. I'm just jacking up the price so more money will go towards the shelter. Apparently, though, sometime during the night, some scumbag, and I don't know who it is, I don't know if it was a dude, I don't know if it was a chick, and I don't even know what item it was, some scumbag went and stole items from the gift baskets. And I don't know what gift baskets it was, I don't know why this person would do it, they're fucking scumbags. This is a charity event. People are bidding on auction items to give money back to the charity, and some scumbags got to go in there and steal something. Now, like, you're there. Everyone who showed up paid $50 to be there. So it wasn't like you got in for free. People were donating their money, coming out for a good cause. You got a nice meal. It was a fun time, a good event. We had some cake. There was some wine because it was wine and whiskers. It was good. Why are you fucking wrecking things by stealing from something? Why don't you put in, you cheap motherfucker, put in a bid and win that thing outright. Get the whole goddamn thing. Don't steal something, you dirty motherfucker. It's a good thing that we don't live in Iran or Saudi Arabia or someplace like that where they catch you. They catch you, you goddamn dirty thief, and they cut your fucking hand off. What if we lived in a country like that? TNP, TNP, make it a yes Vember, everybody. Stay positive. Stay positive. Yes Vember. I saw the movie Thor. God, it was such a good movie. I don't know if you're into comic book movies or not. I am. I cannot get enough of it. You know why? Because when I was a kid, I collected comic books. I loved it. I collected all the Marvel. I collected some Batman. Didn't really collect Superman. Superman isn't for me. He's one of those guys who, he's difficult to beat. If you're like the best and you're unbeatable, you got no flaws, I don't give a shit about you, right? You're not interesting as a character. But I loved it. And, you know, this is back in the mid-80s, early mid-80s. 80s when I was collecting, and in my brain I'm like going, God, it would be sweet if they could make these movies or a television show or any of that nonsense. But back then the technology was minimal, special effects were not that great. I mean, they had some things, like I remember some Spider-Man stuff and some Captain America movies, and there was the Hulk TV show, and it was all not good. Can we be honest? They weren't good. They just didn't have what needed to be done to make a good movie. But now, God bless America, they can do it, and it is phenomenal. So I can't get enough. So I go to see Thor, and it was the third Thor. And admittedly, the first two Thor movies were just kind of eh. They were bleh. And this one, though, it was great. And I think there was that level of partnership with the Hulk. The Hulk was in it. It was a super funny movie. A lot of good lines. It made all the characters more personable, likable. It was just a great movie. Jeff Goldblum's character was phenomenal. As a friend of mine said, he was the most Jeff Goldblum-y that you could want. So I would suggest you go see it. I can't lie, it was almost a little too jokey for me. Like, I would have preferred a little more seriousness, but it was great. I give it like two thumbs up her butt. So go see it. Go see it. It didn't have the sentimental value that, like, Guardians of the Galaxy did. Because I find Guardians of the Galaxy movies, both of them, very funny. And then there was, like, some heartwarming, heart-tugging kind of stuff. I got a little teary-eyed. I can't deny it. Thor didn't have that. Thor was a straight destruction and funny. So there you go. Go check it out, everybody. As some of you know, I work at a hospital. I have a low-level entry-type position, which is exactly what I want. I want to go in, do my job, and get the hell out, right? But in my interactions with people on a daily basis, I see a lot of shit. And I don't mean literal shit, although that happens too. I just see a lot of difficult things. People suffering from legitimate injuries and illness and disease. And it can be very difficult to deal with. But I appreciate that in the sense that it gives me a greater appreciation for what I have. My life hasn't always been great, but I haven't had to be hospitalized for several days because I got blood issues. My internal organs aren't working. I had a stroke My heart isn't functioning properly. All of these awful things that I have to deal with regularly, I get to leave at the end of the day when my shift is over. I punch out, I say peace, and I go about my day. And I get to appreciate my life for what it is. So I would encourage anyone listening to go and volunteer at a hospital, to volunteer at a homeless shelter, to volunteer at a veterans home, to volunteer as a foster parent, to do whatever you can just to see that there are plenty of people out there who have life in a month and they're dealing with it in a much more difficult fashion than you probably are. And it's going to give you a greater appreciation for what you have and then hopefully make you a better human being and less of a dick, right? We need less dicks out there, less dicks stealing from silent auctions at a charity event for a cat shelter. Oh boy. I got an email from my mom. My mom, her name is Eileen, and she's been my mom my whole life. And my mom is very different than me. My mom does not understand my sense of humor. My mom is more straight-laced. My mom is the kind of person who listens to NPR and classical music on the reg. And I am not that person. I don't know where my sense of humor came from. My dad is more cut from the same cloth as my mom. I get more of my sense of humor from him than her. My dad was a funny guy. I remember we would sit around. I would record Saturday Night Live, and then he and I would watch it. This was back on when we had VCR and VHS tapes. And I would record on the VHS tape Saturday Night Live, and then on Sunday morning, he and I would watch the show, and then we would think of skits and bits, and our favorite thing was to watch the news. And back when I was a kid, it was usually Dennis Miller was the host of the news section, and Dad and I would just crack jokes, and it was good. My dad passed away like 18 years ago, and so it's just my mom. And my mom, every now and then, she volunteers at the University of Buffalo when they have events come into their auditorium. She is like an usher, because we all know only old people usher these events. So my mom gets to usher, and they had some comedians come in, and she gave me the reviews of two comedians, Dimitri Martin and Tom Segura. She liked Dimitri enough. However, she felt like his head was down and he kind of mumbled, and she missed a lot. But she liked him. You know what? I've never seen Dimitri live. He is what he is. I enjoy him for what he is. He's not a guy that I think a whole lot about, and he's not a guy that I'm like, I need to go see Dimitri Martin. Not saying that I shouldn't. If given the opportunity, I did miss him when he was in town here like 2 or 3 weeks ago, but whatever. Tom Segura, the other guy, I love Tom. Tom is completely my sense of humor. He's raw, he's gritty, he's dirty, he's in your face kind of. I dug it. But I would like to read to you my mother's email to me and her review of Tom. Okay, here it is, everybody. Eileen McAllister's review of Tom Segura. Tom was very potty mouth, which seemed to please the audience. I think I laughed only twice. Too bad, because he was advertised as being funny. But come on, Mom, what place is not going to advertise the comedian as being funny? They're not going to go, this comedian is not funny, don't see him. This cemented my feelings that I don't like present-day comedians. I remember laughing at Sinbad so much because he was very funny when his comedy was clean. Then I heard him again when it wasn't, and I did not find the jokes funny. It's weird. I saw Sinbad a couple years ago at Laughfest, and I had to review him for the Grand Rapids Press. I kind of did some freelance for them, and I had to watch his show and review it, and I did, and I had to leave a little early. I probably missed like the last 15 minutes of his show, but I found him to be very clean, to the point where I found it kind of hokey, and it wasn't for me. So if he's changed within the last 5 years since I reviewed him, I didn't find him to be very blue or off-putting or, you know, off-color or any of that nature. But continuing with my mom's review, Paula Poundstone can be very funny, and she threw in some off-color words, but when it was appropriate, and I laughed. But I don't need to hear the F word every other word. And I'll give that to Mom. Mom's correct. I don't need to hear fuck this and fuck that. You need to use things judiciously. And if you can do that, it just adds to it. It should be a descriptor, not in every second word. Part of the point of this narrative, getting back to Mom's email, part of the point of this narrative is to ask you to throw in some funny stories when you are on stage. People really like that. I'm glad to be getting comedy advice from my mother. But I'm doing that, Mom. I'm throwing in some stories. I'm no longer a joke teller, although I love the jokes. I'm trying to tell stories. I'm telling some stories. People like stories. So I'm telling some stories. Speaking of comedy, everybody, the Laughfest announcement was done this morning. Hooray! And if you don't know, Laughfest is a comedy festival that happens here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's been going, this is year 8, and it's been a great thing. It's been a big thing. All the proceeds go towards Gilda's Club of Grand Rapids, which is a program that helps people deal with grief and loss issues concerning cancer, and it was named after Gilda Radner. And there's a dozen or so of these Gilda's clubs across the country. And so Laughfest is a big charity event for them. They make a lot of money. A lot of big-name acts come to Grand Rapids. And it's a good thing. It lasts for 10 days. Next year, it'll be March 8th through 18th. If you live in the area, definitely see a show. If you don't live in the area, think about coming to see a show. Go to laughfestgr.org. Laughfestgr.org to find out more. But they made a big announcement, people. What? Big announcement about who was coming in, and a couple people that you should know about. Weird Al Yankovic, who doesn't like Weird Al and his crazy ass songs, he's coming. And his opener, everybody, is the one, the only, Emo Phillips. And Emo is a comedy legend. I love Emo as a comic. Dealing with him offstage can be a little weird because he's always in that character of his. If you know anything about him, it's this weird awkwardness. But that's going to be a phenomenal show, everybody. Other big name acts, the signature event, Trevor Noah from The Daily Show. Holy shit! How did they get him? I do not know. That's a big one. One of my personal favorites that I need to see. Is Maria Bamford, and I love Maria. She has that Netflix show, Lady Dynamite. I loved the first season. It was great. The second season came out this week. I got to check it out. I haven't seen it. She's great. Carmen Esposito with the side mullet. I have never seen Carmen. Super huge. She's gay. She's very much a big feminist. She's got that going for her. She'll be sweet. Maybe I can catch her. Tiffany Haddish just hosted Saturday Night Live. She was in that movie this past summer, Girls Trip. I saw that. Her character was very funny. Check her out. The Wild Man himself, the Machine, Bert Kreischer, doesn't wear a shirt on stage. I don't know what that's about. I'm going to see if I can catch him. Then there's Angela Johnson. You know what? She came to Laughfest before. She is completely out of my spectrum of knowledge. I don't know anything about Angela Johnson other than she was on Mad TV. She's an ex LA Raiders cheerleader. Big following. It ain't for me. I don't know squat about squat. And the last bigger name was Greg Hahn, and I love Greg Hahn. Crazy lunatic of a comic on stage, super hyperactive. Definitely go see him too. Check out the full, they also released the National Showcase, the Clean Showcase, and the Best of the Midwest Comics as well. So go check out laughfestgr.org. And if you want to buy tickets for any of those shows, you can do it tomorrow. Do it tomorrow. It's going to be fantastic. March 8th through 18th. Go do that. I'll be hosting the Best of the Midwest. Personally, I think I should be a part of it because I can't lie. I'm way funnier than all them fucks on the show. And I'm kidding, but I'm not. Goddamn serious. TNP, TNP. And I will also be doing my Tonight Tonight with Stu McAllister, that talk show that I do. I have no idea who the guest will be because that is far down the line. But we'll figure that out too. So, and then I'll probably be doing some other stuff as well. So it'll be fun. Come see it. If you're a comedian, get in it, because we have the community showcases too. You can be a part of this festival. It's not just about big names. There's a lot of local talent showcase shows that anybody can jump on. So I suggest you guys do that. And then come see a show, because you will be amazed. And Grand Rapids, it's a smaller city, but I love it. This is where I call home. And I'm a part of this shit now. So, do it. Don't be a cocksucker. All right? Very good. TMP, TMP. And lastly, everybody, after the announcement today, I went and I donated some blood. Okay? Donated some blood. I like to do it. I like to promote it. I want people to go out there and donate too. Why? Because it's easy to do, right? Unless there's like a physical health reason why you can't. Like someone told me they were anemic and so you don't have the blood. Or I don't know, maybe you got something else going on. Who knows? But if you can do it, don't be a pussy. Let them put that needle. Don't be a P&V. Let them put that needle in your arm. They'll take some blood. Then they give you cookies or some crackers. They'll give you some juice or Coke or whatever. And there you go. And you can be a damn hero, right? And you do it every, I think it's 7 to 8 weeks. Come back and do it. So I've donated over my life 8 gallons. Should be more, but a lot of it I donated back in New York, whatever. No one really is keeping track. But when I was done, right, I was done and I'm sitting at the cantina and I'm eating a cookie and I'm drinking a Coke and I'm sitting there and I see this woman and she is kind of going through some stuff and I realize I know this woman and it was one of my old supervisors from back in the day when I was a social worker. And so I call out to her. She comes over and sits with me. I haven't seen this woman in 8 years, 10 years probably, right? Haven't seen her in forever. We were catching up. And this is when shit gets good for me. And I have not done social work in 3 years, I think. I don't think I have done, professionally, I haven't done any social work in 3 years. And I'd like to keep it that way. I don't miss it. I don't want to do it. I can do it. It doesn't mean I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to. I would rather work at Arby's bringing people the meat, right? They got the meat sweats, or whatever the hell their slogan is. So I'm talking to her, and, you know, we're just rehashing stuff and talking about old people, catching up, you know, the normal rigmarole. And then she drops some bombs on me that made me love life a little more. Because she told me two of my ex-colleagues from when I was a social worker were in prison. And I love it. I love hearing this stuff. And you know why I love hearing this stuff? Because the organization that I worked for when I was working with her was a Christian organization. Holy shit, Stu McAllister worked for a Christian organization? Fuck yeah, I did. It was weird for me because I am not religious. I got no problem with it, but when people try to ram it down your throat, I want to give them a big F and a big U, okay? It isn't for me. Don't proselytize for me. Don't try to convert me. I do what I do, and that's just try to be a good human being, okay? These guys who went to prison for not good things. One decided he liked to touch kids. Fuck him. And then the other one kidnapped and did some weird shit to his girlfriend. Fuck him too, okay? But these guys, Christian motherfuckers, high rollers, saints, whatever you want to call it. Me, on the other hand, you get what you get with me, right? I'm not the kind of guy who puts on airs. I'm the kind of guy who's going to make a dick joke in a meeting because it's funny. It is who I am. One time, there was a meeting, oh man, where one of my clients was getting a roommate. A new kid was coming in, and they wanted to know if my client would sexually assault the new guy. The problem is, here's the issue, everybody. That's something that I had to deal with. I had to worry about kids sexually assaulting other kids, molesting other kids, right? Wonderful job. So they asked me that question, and I had no concerns about my client sexually assaulting a new client. I did say, he's not going to fuck him. He might beat the hell out of him. And it got a whole bunch of laughs because it was funny, and there we go. And it's me, and it's my team of coworkers, right? It's me and like 6-7 other therapists, one of the program managers. And then, unfortunately, in that meeting, my boss wasn't there, but my boss's boss was there filling in for her, right? The next day, we get an email about how we have to keep our language professional in meetings. And I'm like, fuck that. When I got to deal with garbage, when I got to deal with kids molesting kids, if my way of releasing things is making jokes and saying the word fuck, that's what I'm going to do. As opposed to like getting drunk, using drugs, doing other shit like touching kids or kidnapping your girlfriend. So you get what you get with me. I'm a little rough. I'm a little gruff. I know how to be professional. I used to have to go to courts all the time. I had to do family therapy, group therapy, individual therapy. I can be a goddamn professional. But when I'm in a situation where I don't have to be, I'm not going to be, because I'm going to make my life a little easier for me. So you know what? When I hear about these holy rollers doing crazy ass shit because they're monsters behind the mask, fuck yeah, I love it. It is fantastic because my mask is essentially who the fuck I am. So TNP to them, they can rot in hell, motherfuckers. That's it, everybody. That's the podcast. I swore a whole lot, probably more than I normally do, but TNP, I stayed dry. I hope you did too, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this. I know I have 6 listeners. If you're one of the 6 listeners, I appreciate it. I do this for you. Actually, I take that back. I do it for me. And then if you enjoy it, that's just a cherry on top of the strawberry milkshake. But if you guys can let other people know about this, if you do enjoy it, that'd be great. You guys know where you can listen to this nonsense. That's iTunes, SoundCloud, CastBox. CastBox, maybe one day they'll give me money. It hasn't happened yet, but you never know, everybody. You never know. Once this thing blows up, and by blowing up, I mean get up to 12 listeners. And if you guys ever have any questions for me, go to the Facebook fan page, the Elemental Podcast on Facebook. Get a hold of me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever. I don't. It's a lot, everybody. It's a lot. I know. But enjoy your weekend. Hope you have good plans. I want you to stay dry, everybody. All right? Stay dry, TNP, to you. Thanks, everybody. Good day.